Good morning.
Good morning.
It looks like you're the first.
Okay. Oh, we got a second.
No, it's still just you.
Oh, I heard another voice.
I have them and I checked, so.
Okay.
It seems quiet, that's all.
Well, I've been up since 4, so I'm ready for a sit-down break.
I hear you.
Judy?
Good morning.
Okay.
Good morning,
I'm gonna go. Good morning, Judy. I'm going to mute.
Good morning, Hannah.
I'm going to start with the incense, the ketoret. We'll start with the L'shem Yichud. L'shem Yichud, Kud Shabaritu, Ishkinte, Bitkilu, Urkimu, Utkilu, Utkilu, Urkimu. L'yachta, L'shem, Yudhe, Bavavhe. Yehuda Shalim B'Shem Kol Yisrael, Limud Torah Mitzvah, La'asok Torah Mitzvah, Vayehinu Am Adonai Eloheinu Aleinu Ma'aseh Yadeinu Kananei Aleinu Ma'aseh Yadeinu Kananehu. Atahu Adonai Yohewahe Adanu Yo Yohahe Dawanu Heyo Eloheinu Shehiktiru Avoteinu Lefanecha Et Ketoret Hasamim Bizman Shebet Hamikdash Kayam Kasher Tzivai Kvita Otam Al Yedei Moshe Nevi'echa Kakatu B'Toratecha Vayomer Adonai Yohewahe Adanu Yo Yohahe Dawanu Heyo El Moshe Kachlecha Samim Nata Ushkelet Ve'elbena Sami mulvona zaka bad bevad Yehiye v'yasita ota ketore Rokach ma'ase rokea Mimulach tahor kodesh V'shachakta mimena Adek v'natata Mimena lifnei ha'edut v'ohel moed asher yivaed lecha shama kodesh kadashim tihiye lachem v'ne'emar v'hiktir alav acharon ketoret samim Babo care, behetibo. Ed hane road, yakti rena. Uva load, aharon, ed hane road. Bain har baim, yakti rena, ketoreta mid. Lifne adonai. Yo he wa he yo adanu yo 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 wa he da wa nu he yo Lidorotechem. And now for the instructions from the Talmud. Anu Rabbanan Pitum Hakatoret Ketzad Shalosh Meod Wishishim Ushmonam Anim Hayuba Shalosh Meod Wishishim Wachamisha Kaminyan Yemod Hachama Mane Lekol Yom Paras Peshacharit, Uvras Ben Harbaim, Ushlosha Manim Yeterim, Shemehem, Machnis Kohen Gadol, Milo Hafnav, Yom HaKippurim, Umachatziram, Lemakteshet. Be'erev Yom HaKippurim L'shochakam Yafe Yafe K'deshet Hei Daka Min HaDaka V'yachad Asar Semanim Ayuva Be'eluhem One hatsari, two vahatsiporen, three vahedana, four vahalona, mishkal, shivim, shivim, mane, five bor, six upsia, seven vishibolet, nerd, eight vikarko, mishkal, shisa, sar, mane, nine koshtai masar, 10 kilufa shidosha, 11 wakina montisha, borit karshina, isha kabin yayin kafrisin, sim tilata, the kabin tilata, the im ain lo, yayin kafrisin. Mevi amar chivaryan atik Melach sedomit Rova hakad ma'ale ashan Kol shehu Rabbi Natan habavli omer Af kipad hayardein Kol shehu v'im natan Badivash Pesala Bim Kisar Ahatni Kol Samaneha Hayavita Rabban Shimon Ben Gamliel Omer Hatsari Eno Ela Sarah Anotes Meatze Hata Boris Karshina Lamahi Va'a Kedele Yafot Ba'ed Hatsiporen Kedeshete Na'ayim Kafrisim Lamahu Vabet Kedele Shrot Bo'ed Hatsiporen Kadeshet hei ayasah. Vahalo me raglaim yafin la. Ela shein machnisin me raglaim bamik Dash Mifne Hakavod Tanya Rabbi Natan Omer Kishehu Shohek Omer Adek Hetev Hetev Adek Mifne Shehakol Yafel Abasamim Deep Malachatzaim Kishera Lish Lish Willir Via Lo Shamanu Amar Rabbi Yehuda Zehachlal Im Kemidata Kishera Lachatzaim Im Hisar Achat Mikol Samanecha Chayav Mita Tanya Bar Kappara Omer Achat Lishishim O Lishivim Shana Haitava Shel Shiraim Lachatsi Rahim Biotane Bar Kapara Iluhaya Notain Bakorto Shel Devash Ein Adam Yakolamot Mifne Recha Willama in me arvin la devash mifne shehatora amra ki close or the call of the devash lo tatiru mi menu ishel adonai Yo he wa he adanu yo. Yo wa he da wa nu he yo. From this point forward, we should say these words three times. I'm only going to say them once. Adonai yo he wa he adanu yo. Yo ahe dan wa nu he yo. Tiva od imanu mishkav lanu. Elohe Yaakov sela. Adonai yo he wa he adanu yo. Yo ahe da wa nu he yo. Tzevaot Ashrei Adam Boteach Bach Adonai Yohei Wahei Adanu Yo Yo Wahei Dawanu Hei Yo Oshia HaMelech Ya'aneinu v'yomkareinu Ata seter li Mitzar titzreini Ranefalet Tesoveveini Sela V'arval Adonai Yohei Wahei Adanu yo Yo ahe da wa nu hei yo. Minchat Yehuda wa Yerushalayim. Ki me'olam ukshanim kadmoniyot. Our class today is the study of Psalm 79. You can find the handout on the Unique Astrological Times landing page. The link is underneath the two pictures on the right of every Yeshem page, or on mobile devices, it's usually at the bottom of the page. If you scroll down once the landing page opens up to the section titled Ta'anit Dibur, the Fast of Words, we have a link there for the Psalms landing page. There's actually two links. This is the second one that runs from Psalm 69 to 150. Scroll down when that landing page opens up to Psalm 79, Tehillim 79. At the bottom of that section, there are two links. One for the Mathon Mamre page, which again you will need to scroll down to Psalm 79, and one for the Yearning for Redemption PDF from Rabbi Sutton, and that we will again need to scroll down to Psalm 79. I love this period of spring, because it gives us such an enjoyable set of pollens. Tehillim 79. In this psalm, Asaph thanks God for sparing the people and directing his wrath upon the wood and stones of the temple. Still he cries bitterly, mourning the immense destruction. The place where the high priest alone was allowed to enter, and only on Yom Kippur, is now so desolate that foxes stroll through it. The above kavanah is a traditional kavanah to use when saying this psalm. The first word is mizmor, but it's mizmor le'asaf. And I strongly recommend you review the Yearning for Redemption PDF in the introduction. Starting on page 6, you will find additional information and explanation of all of these opening phrases in each of the various Tehillim. There are 13 verses in Psalm 79, and 13 is a number that connects to the Hebrew word echad, which translates as oneness and unity. It's also the gematria of the Hebrew word that translates as caring, de'aga. And it's important to note that the number of verses being 13 connecting to unity is in, I don't want to say opposition, but it's in contrast to the Kavanah that's talking about and explaining, expressing the pain of the destruction of the temple, which is a form of separation and destruction. And if we really understood what we lost when the temple was destroyed, we'd be in mourning until it's rebuilt, as in one sense we are. Because the sages teach us that there's no such thing as joy in the world until the temple is rebuilt. But of course, we feel joy, we feel happiness, and to some extent we fake it till we make it. But it's understanding that loss of the temple is so severe. I'm reading from the Redemption, Yearning for Redemption PDF. And we will, as we've done in the past, when we've had the translation by Rabbi Sutt, we will transfer between the two translations so that we can get a sense of what's going on. I'll keep you advised as to which one I'm reading from at the given time. Verse 1. Mizmor le'asaf Elohim ba'u goyim benachalat esatimu et hekal kadshecha shemo et Yerushalayim le'im. A chant to cut away the powers of darkness by Asaph. Elohim, nations have entered your inheritance, which is Eretz Yisrael. They have defiled your holy place, the Bet HaMikdash, and made Yerushalayim into ruins. There are 14 words in this first verse, indicating that this is a connection to King David, and King David being a chariot to Malchut. I do want to read the English translation from Machon Mamre. A Psalm of Asaph. O God, the heathen are coming into thine inheritance. They have defiled the holy temple. They have made Jerusalem into heaps. You can see quite a difference in the translation. But there are two important things for us to consider. The name of God being used is Elohim, which is a God of judgment. But we don't think of the temple, which is a place of Hashem's mercy, we don't think of it in terms of Elohim. So we need that question, why was Elohim chosen? And the answer is Elohim is relating to judgment. It's relating to separation and destruction. And the other thing I want to comment about is the spelling of Yerushalayim. The Torah a few times spells Yerushalayim correctly with the Yud, but most of the time it's spelled the way it is here, without the Yud. What they do is put a dot under the mem, although not really under the mem. And different books do it differently. But the fact that the Yud is missing is an indication of the separation between the city of Jerusalem and the meaning of the word Jerusalem, which is a combination of two Hebrew words, shalem or shalom, which is completion or peace, and Yeru, which is Ira, basically, the fear or the awe of Hashem. And Yerushalayim has this code that when we are in awe, when we fear Hashem and moving it towards awe, this is the completion. This is the peace. one cannot truly be at peace without one some connection to the Creator, to Hashem. I'm still on the Mechon Mamre, and now it's verse 2. Natnu et nivlat avadecha ma'akal yof ha'shamay. They have given the dead bodies of thy servants to be food to the fowls of the heaven, the flesh of thy saints unto the beasts of the earth. The landing page, the Yearning for Redemption PDF, the English translation. They have left, they have thrown the corpses of your servants as food to the birds of the heaven, the flesh of your devoted ones to the beasts of the earth. There are 11 words, which is an indication of the 10 Sephirot, inclusive of the negative system. So that's the 11th word. The 11 also connects to the 10, to the 11 components of the Ketoret, which is explained by the same concept of the 10 Sephirot and the 11th being the connection to the negative system. And it's a hint to us to understand that the negative system is also a creation of Hashem. There's a purpose behind it. And ultimately, the negative system will never go away. Why do I say it will never go away? It will become controlled, but it will not die. Because there's a purpose to our passions. There's a purpose to our animal souls, but it has to be controlled. And there are 45 letters, and the number 45 connects to the spelled out name of Hashem with Aleph. So it's Yud Vav Dalid, Hey Aleph, Vav Vav. Hey Aleph. I was just double checking myself. It's actually Vav Aleph Vav is the way you spell out the Vav in the name of 45. The third verse, I'm still on the Yearning for Redemption. Shachu Damam Kamaim Sevivot Yerushalayim Ve'en Kover. They shed their blood like water round about Yerushalayim. There is no one left alive to bury them. Moving to the Nechon Mamre page. In verse 3, they have shed their blood like water round about Jerusalem, with none to bury them. The translations are similar. That's an indication that's probably fairly accurate. There are midrashim describing how the the dead were left unburied for 7 years. Seven words indicating a unity between Zerantin and Malchut. Thirty-one letters is the name of God, El Aleph Lamed. But if Jerusalem was spelled properly with the Yud, it would be 32 letters, connecting to the heart. Jerusalem is the heart of the world. It's the location where all of the Shefa flows into. And then from Jerusalem, it spreads out first to the rest of Israel, and then to the rest of the world. The fourth verse, Hayinu Herpa Lishkenenu Leag Wakeles Lisvivoteinu. We are become a taunt to our neighbors, a scorn and a derision to them that are round about us. Going back to the yearning for redemption. We have suffered the derision of our neighbors. We have been scorned and humiliated by those around us. There are six words indicating that Zerantin is separated from Malchut. And it's consistent with the depth of the description in the translation. Thirty letters indicating the connection to the Hebrew letter Lamed, which has a connection to teaching. There's a lesson in the fourth verse. What is the lesson? Part of the process of the destruction, part of the process of the spiritual growth associated with the cleansing of that destruction was, as human beings, to be embarrassed, to be humiliated, to be scorned. And it reinforces the mistakes that are made that causes the destruction. And it applies to all of us. Full cleansing includes embarrassment, the revelation of the things we've tried to keep secret from our friends, our family. That revelation of those things that we want to keep secret because it embarrasses us is a cause for us to realize that we have done wrong. It's a helpful tool when used properly. The fifth verse. Adma Adonai Yohewahe Adanu yo, yo aheda wanu heyo, te enaf la netza, tivar kimo, eshkina techa. The English translation on the PDF. Hashem, merciful God, how long will you be angry forever? So will you be angry forever? How long will your zealousness for that which is right burn like fire? Transferring to the Machon Mamre. Hashem, merciful God, how long? Will you be angry forever? By mistake, it didn't transfer. How long, O Lord, will thou be angry forever? How long will thy jealousy burn like fire? 9 words. We know that's either Chachma or Yesod. When we count the letters, connects to the lessons. What is the lesson? That even though you ask how long your punishment will be, the fact that you ask means that you haven't truly absorbed the lesson. It's like a little child. You don't truly appreciate what you did, but you're being punished. You're being reprimanded. You're sent to your room. And yet you're questioning how long. When you question how long, you haven't accepted the retribution, the punishment. You haven't accepted that you have done incorrectly. The sixth verse coming from the Machon Mamre. Shepoch hamadcha el hadoim asher lo yedaucha uyal mamlachot Asher b'shimcha lo karau. Pour out thy wrath upon the nations that know thee not, and upon the kingdoms that call not upon thy name. The PDF. O Hashem, merciful God, how long? Will you be angry forever? How long will your zealousness for that which is right burn like fire? Excuse me, I was in the sixth verse. Pour your anger upon the nations who do not acknowledge you, and upon governments that refuse to proclaim your name. There are 13 words connecting to unity and caring. But look at the understanding of the verse. You're asking Hashem to attack, to be angry with your neighbors, to be angry with those who hurt you, who destroyed the city, who burnt the temple. And you're saying, because they don't know you, because they don't know Hashem, they should have punishments. But you're the one who knew Hashem, and yet did not follow the recommendations in the Torah. Which is worse? That you know better and yet still make the mistake? Or that you don't know better, you don't know at all? Who should be held to a higher standard? I think you know the answer to the question I'm asking. The seventh verse. I'm going to read the seventh verse from the Machon Mamre page, because of the way it's split in the PDF. Ki akal et Yaakov et Navehu Heshamu. For they have devoured Jacob and laid waste his habitation. For it, your jealousy for the righteousness of your name, devoured Yaakov, and only then were they able to destroy your house. Let's read footnote 103. Hirsch, one of the commentators in the 1800s, he was actually the defender of the Orthodoxy against the rabbis of the Enlightenment, the Reform movement in Germany and elsewhere. The subject of devoured is the preceding your name in verse 6. In reality, it was your name that devoured Yaakov, because Yaakov was no longer worthy of bearing it. Hence, it was your name and not our foes that won the victory. And yet they thought that they had destroyed your house. The source of this idea is the Midrash. An accuser leaped up before the throne of glory and said, "Shall a wicked man, Nebuchadnezzar, boast that he has destroyed the house of God and burned his sanctuary? Let a fire from heaven descend immediately and burn it before he does." This is the meaning of the verse, "From above he has sent fire to burn my insides." Rabbi Yehoshua said, "This is what the prophet meant when he said, 'Take the millstones and grind flour.' People do not grind flour, they ground wheat into flour. How can you grind flour?" However, Jerusalem said to Babylon, "If fire had not been sent to burn me from above, you could never have overcome me. A dead lion you have killed. Round flour you have ground, a burnt city you have burnt." Rabbi Chaim of Volozhin explains, "How did nations defile the abode of your holiness and destroy your house? They were able to do so because Israel had already weakened and damaged the power of holiness in the world. Only then was Nebuchadnezzar able to destroy the first temple and Titus II. They only destroyed below what had already been destroyed above. This is what our sages meant when they said, 'Ground flour you have ground.' For only once our sins had damaged the supernal universes, which are none other than the Bet HaMikdash above, were they able to destroy the sanctuary below." These different commentators are really explaining the simple question of how could Hashem's house be destroyed by human beings? And the answer is they can't. It's only the Jews, when we do not follow the mitzvot, the recommendations, when we allow ourselves to be distracted and pulled away and distanced from Hashem, it's only then that the house could be destroyed. And this is a part of our recognizing what we have done wrong. It's part of the earlier verses that don't really accept that we have done wrong completely. And to some great extent, this is true of the way the Western world, and really all of the world, is looking at the current plague, the coronavirus, and COVID-19. It's not accepted that that people have done wrong. It's just something that happens. It's a coincidence that pandemics happen. Science can overcome it. Science cannot overcome it unless the people do recognize that they were the cause. I'm on the Makom Mamre page. Verse 8. Al tizkar lanu avonot rishonim maher yakadmunu rachamecha kidalonu meod. The 8th English translation. Remember not against us the iniquities of our forefathers. Let thy compassion speedily come to meet us, for we are brought very low. Back to the PDF. Do not recall our former sins, rather send your mercies speedily toward us, for we have fallen very low. Eleven words connecting to the 10 Sephirot plus the negative system. It's a request to be brought closer to Hashem, even though we don't earn it. And that it's important to note the word meod is a code word for the Satan, because in the first chapter of Genesis, when it talks about the third day, it uses the word meod with respect to Tov. Tov Meod. Very good. And we think, in terms of human concepts, the translation is, it's good, but it's better than good. It's more than good. It's very good. But the Kabbalists have explained that if something is good, you try to add to the goodness, you're lessening it. The same reason that if we don't add a letter to the Torah or subtract a letter to the Torah, because the Torah is perfect. How can you improve perfection? You can't. And the same thing is because goodness is perfection. It's the adjective that Hashem, in his humbleness, uses about himself. But to say Tov Me'od, you're saying I'm adding to that goodness. And the result of that, unfortunately, in Genesis, it's the creation of the negative system, which was created on the second day in a potential state and manifested on the third day with the word Me'od. Verse 9. Azreinu Elohei Yishenu Al Divar Kavod Shemecha V'Hatzileinu V'Kaper Al Hatoteinu L'man Shemecha. O God of our salvation, help us for the sake of the honor of your name. Save us and cleanse us of all our sins for the sake of your name. Going back to the Hon Mamre, help us, O God of our salvation, for the sake of the glory of thy name, and deliver us and forgive our sins for thy name's sake. What are we really saying here? In both translations, the essence is, we don't merit to recover. We haven't done teshuvah. We haven't accepted that we did wrong. But because other nations will think of God differently because he destroyed us, he destroyed his house or allowed his house to be destroyed because of the appearance, God should redeem us, should to help us, absolve us of our sins. Do you see how it's incomplete on its face? The 10th verse. Lama yomru hagoyim, aye Elohechem, hiwada bagoyim le'eneinu, nikmat dam avadecha hashapuch. Wherefore should the nations say, where is their God? Let the avenging of thy servant's blood that is shed be made known among the nations in our sight. The PDF translation of the verse. Why should the nations say, where is your God? Let the avenging of the blood of your servants that has been shed be made manifest among the nations before our very eyes. Even though we don't deserve it, let us see the avengeance. Is that a spiritual value? Is that something we should be asking for? Except we have done wrong. As our sages say, why was the temple destroyed? Because of Hinat Sinam, hatred for no reason. And then others have said Lashon Hara. And I'm going to take a little bit of time and explain, not really explain, but just list. There are seven items of negativity in our world today. And various sages, various Kabbalists, various rabbis have tried to explain why the virus is happening now. And they all blame it on these seven categories. Lashon hara, evil speech. Bloodshed, including embarrassing others. Lying, or taking false oaths. Incest, which is much more than what our modern concept of incest is. It's essentially all kinds of sexual mistakes. Arrogance. Chutzpah is the Yiddish word that is always used for arrogance. It's rudeness. It's a consciousness that I'm better than you are. Robbery. Are we stealing? And there is a difference between stealing and robbery, but essentially, it's taking what you do not have the merit to receive. And the seventh is evil eye, which is essentially envy. It's a lack of happiness for the success, the joy of others. They receive something. You don't have the merit for it, but instead of being happy for them, you want to take it away from them. This is my opinion, is this mistake of this verse. The mistake that we all make constantly. The 11th verse, and I'm on the PDF. Tavo lefanecha en kat asir kegodel ziroacha tohoter b'nei muda. Let the moans of the imprisoned souls come before you. Release those who are condemned to death by the power of loving kindness of your outstretched arm. Loving kindness condemns people to death? Is that a question? Yes. Is that what the verse is really saying? Let's read the B'chon Mamre translation. Let the groaning of the prisoner come before thee, according to the greatness of thy power. Set free those that are appointed to death. We are asking Hashem Hashem's name is not used. We are asking to be set free, but are we doing the teshuvah? Do we merit the freedom? The 12th verse. V'hashev lishkeneinu shivatayim el chekam herpatam Asher Cherpucha Adonai Aleph Dalet Nun Yud. And render unto our neighbors sevenfold into their bosom their reproach, wherewith they have reproached thee. Adonai. It's significant that they use Adonai as the Lord. It's representing a name that's connected to Malchut. The PDF, English translation. Recompense our neighbors sevenfold in their bosom for the slander with which they have insulted you. Adonai. we seem to be asking for vengeance. We seem to be asking Hashem to do vengeance when we were the cause. We caused the destruction of the temple. What right do we have to ask for vengeance against the other nations who only was doing what Hashem wanted them to do? We lost the temple as a wake-up call. Have we woken up yet? There are 9 words There are 40 letters. 40 letters is the gematria of the letter Mem. But the letter Mem could be open or it can be closed. It could be a final Mem or the regular Mem. 40, the letter Mem connects to water, connects to loving kindness. Does the Mem connect to the Yesod from the 9 words, or does it connect to the Chachma from the 9 words? I'm going to leave that to your discussion, to your contemplation. The 13th verse. Wa nachnu amcha v'tzoin. Maritecha no delecha leolam ledor vador nesaper tehilatecha. As for us, your people, and the flock of your pasture, we will thank and acknowledge you forever. We will transmit your unending praises from generation to generation. Let's see what the Mokon Mamre translation looks like. So we that are thy people and the flock of thy pasture will give thee thanks forever. We will tell of thy praise to all the generations. Eleven words. You know the answer to that. Letters. And I don't have anything off the top of my head to connect to 46, but I had opened up the Bible wheel and I want to do a see if there's something comes up quickly. These are all the words that have connect to the number 46 in Gematria in the Tanakh. The first word that comes up is Me'ah, which is translated as 100. So 46 connects to a completion state. And Elohei, which is Elohim with the Mem not there. But it also is translated as our God or my God. And the word ha-ohel, tabernacle, which ohel is tent, but with the hay in front, it's the tent. So you see the 46 is a very significant number. The one other thing that I will mention to you is the term Dor Vador is usually spelled in the prayer book, it's always spelled complete. The second word has a Vav as well as the first word. Dor is spelled Dalet Vav Resh, but in this case, the second time it's spelled without the Vav, indicating that we are not connected to Zeron Pin, indicating a lack of completion. And yet the number 46, because the Vav is missing, there's 46 letters. If there was a Vav there, it would be 47. So you understand the purpose behind the missing Vav. That's the end of our translation. Let me complete it by reading the verses in the Hebrew in sequence. Apologize for being running a little late today. Mizmor le'asaf Elohim ba'u goim benachalatecha. Timu et hekal kachecha shemo et Yerushalayim le'im natnu et nivlat avadecha ma'akal le'of ha'shamayim besar chasidecha le'chaito aretz Shafku damam kapmaim, sevivot Yerushalayim, ve'en kover. Hainu her palishkeinenu, lagvia vakeles, lisvivotenu. Adma Adonai Yohewa He Adanu Yo Yoahe Nawanu Heyo Te Enaf Lanetzach Tivar Kimo Ishkinatecha Shepoch Hamacha El Hagoim Asher lo yedaucha, v'yom yom lachod asher b'shimcha, lo karau, ki akal et Yaakov et navehu heshamu. Al tiskar lanu avonot rishonim mahar yekadmunu rachamecha kidalonu meod azreinu alo elohe ishenu al divar kevod shemecha Vahatzilenu lekaper al tatotenu leman shemecha lama yomru agoimaye Elohim hiwa Elohim. Le'enenu nikmatam avadecha ashapuch tavo lefanecha en karasir tegodel zeroacha poter b'nei temuta v'hashev lishkenenu shivataim el hekam Cherpatam asher cherpucha Adonai. We anachnu amcha witzon maritecha nodelecha leolam ledor wador nisaper tehilatecha. It's the end of our class. Does anybody have any questions? Our next class will be Motzi Shabbat at 7 o'clock West Coast time, where we will count the Omer as well as have the Zohar class. Shalom, Shabbat Shalom, Shalom Gadol to all. Have a beautiful Sabbath.
Shabbat Gadol. All right,
thank you.
Truly enjoyed your class. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Shalom.
Shalom.